And there are new documents released this week about prisoner abuse in Iraq and in Guantanamo Bay. They describe a tense relationship between military authorities and intelligence agents. The documents show that FBI agents in particular held fast to their prohibition against using coercion in interrogations. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, agents weren't able to persuade their military counterparts to do the same.
For over a decade, retired FBI agent John Hess trained green recruits in the art of interrogation. Young agents, he says, often arrived at the academy searching for a role model.
And almost invariably, you know, they'll pick it from the media. The most common one, I think, of this era would be a fellow by the name of Sipowicz.
That would be Andy Sipowicz, the star of NYPD Blue, who often extracts the truth from crooks by smashing them against the nearest wall. Hess says agents are taught from day one that forcing confessions is wrong and only results in unreliable information. Government documents indicate that FBI agents brought that mentality to Iraq and Guantanamo, and that often put them at odds with the military. The Bureau has been at Guantanamo in a support role since the facility there was set up after 9/11 and helps with everything from DNA collection to information management. The FBI has been scouring its files to see whether agents there knew anything about alleged abuse of prisoners. One email from May of this year says agents from the FBI's Behavior Assessment Unit explained their techniques to military officials. That approach, according to John Hess, goes something like this.
If people don't want to tell you something, it's because they have a reason. And if you can convince them of your own credibility, that you're playing fair with them, and then you give them good enough reasons to overcome whatever their reluctance is, they'll tell you.
But agents clearly felt the Pentagon had its own way of doing business and may have sanctioned the use of some aggressive interrogation techniques. One memo indicates those marching orders appeared to come directly from the Secretary of Defense. But the intelligence professionals in the military were not on board. One officer with the Defense Intelligence Agency wrote in a memo this past June that he saw members of a military anti-terror task force in Iraq interrupt the interrogation of a detainee. He says four or five task force members began slapping the suspect around. He complained the task force even took the car keys of DIA interrogators so they couldn't leave the base and report on abuse. Patrick Lang worked with the DIA as part of a military career going back to Vietnam. Lang says the trained interrogators he knew would never do that.
In all the time I was in Vietnam, which was two tours of duty there, I saw prisoners roughly treated by people. And in both cases, they were combat troops. And when I walked over and told them to stop, they immediately did so.
Lang also worked in special operations and says he would not be surprised to learn that special ops troops used coercion. He says they tend to be results-oriented. But Lang agrees with his counterparts in the FBI in saying that military personnel simply need to be trained to resist the impulse to use violence. What's less clear, however, is whether the Bureau as a whole followed its own rule book to the letter. That rule book says agents are supposed to report abuse. Agents told their superiors they objected to interrogation techniques used by the military, but there's no indication the FBI took steps to expose or stop the abuse. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.